Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Florida law protecting children from drag shows should be restored. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, in the last couple of years, Florida has been really good to come out and protecting children against all this gender confusion, medical mutilation, et cetera, et cetera. The Florida Surgeon General has been leading the way and the governor in that respect. And Florida has a law called the Protection of Children Act, which protects them from having to watch adult live performances. And you can kind of figure out what that is. And so now, you know, we filed amicus brief to the 11th Circuit on behalf of that law asking it be restored.
Yeah, this is a 2023 law in Florida that was passed, and it bans adult live performances in view of minors. And this law now is challenged by a restaurant called Hamburger Mary's.
Interesting name.
Yeah, Hamburger Mary's in 2023. This Hamburger Mary's restaurant hosts regular drag performances. They sued the state after it canceled its so-called family-friendly drag shows on Sunday, where children were welcome to attend. Hamburger Mary's alleged that the Protection of Children's Act was unconstitutionally vague and content-based speech restriction.
So they're doing a lot more than selling hamburgers.
Yeah, here. For sure. The federal district court agreed that the law was overbroad and issued a preliminary injunction. But the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the injunction, finding the law's definition of age variable obscenity standards that determine obscenity based on a child's age as too vague, which could chill some protected speech. The case now proceeds toward an en banc hearing with the full court rehearing the case. So instead of just three judges, it'll be the entire panoply of all the Court of Appeals judges.
You know, it's like, what kind of perversion motivates you to do this? I mean, we dealt with, you know, a situation in Naples where these so-called drag queens wanted to have their performances out in a public park in front of children. What motivates you to want to do that and have these children view
these lewd acts? Blinded by their deviancy.
Yeah.
And, you know, it goes back to Alfred Kinsey back in 1948, 1953 with his two books. And his ideology was that there should be no age restrictions because there should be no restrictions at all on sexual behavior. And the reason why there should be no restrictions on sexual behavior is because he wanted to abolish people's understanding of who God is.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, you release all these moral restrictions and protections, and it really distorts your view of humanity, of another human being, and certainly of God, who created us in his image. And that's what he wanted to do, abolish the very concept of God.
And they want to normalize the sexual activities so that everybody just thinks, okay, this is normal. Children can see this. Children can do this. I mean, that's the whole point, I think, behind it, right?
Yeah, that's right. So the law actually defines adult live performances as any show, exhibition, or other presentation in front of a live audience, which in whole or in part depicts or simulates nudity, sexual conduct, sexual excitement, or specific sexual activities, lewd conduct, when taken as a whole, is without serious literary, artistic, political, or scientific value for the age of the child present.
Close There's nothing quote. Artistic about that.
The law also prohibits a person from knowingly admitting a minor to adult live performances, such as drag show events, and gives state officials the ability to fine, suspend, or revoke licenses if food or lodging establishments admit a child to an adult live performance.
You know, these are innocent children. They don't need to be, and I would say the same for adults, they don't need to be exposed to this kind of sexual perversion, ever.
So we have, Liberty Counsel has filed a brief arguing that the law was crafted under well-established and constitutional standards and test for determining obscenity, and that the brief that we filed also points out that the Florida Supreme Court has longstanding definitions related to obscenity, and the appeals court could have consulted with Florida's high court to determine whether the law was vague before striking it down altogether, but they did not. So this case is now pending before the full Court of Appeals. Now, we'll talk later in this week about another case in another state that actually upheld a similar law. So we're out there, Liberty Counsel, in this case and others, protecting children from these grooming effects that are out there. That's all these are. These are grooming opportunities for the LGBTQ drag performers to groom children and change their moral and desensitize them. Now, there's also a bill. It's actually a resolution. It's a trans bill of rights in Congress. Now, you say, well, it's a resolution, right? And you may think resolutions don't have the effect of law, but you would be wrong, because there are many examples of resolutions becoming law. So it may be titled a bill. In this case, it's titled a resolution. It's called the Transgender Bill of Rights, and it is a resolution now in the House and the U.S. Senate, and that has the strong potential of becoming a law. Now, Section 1 actually calls for ensuring that transgender and non-binary people have equal access to services and public accommodations that align with the gender identity, which means that men would have a federal legal right to use female bathrooms, locker rooms, showers, private spaces, and participate in sports.
This is like the Obama era all over again.
Yeah, this would effectively destroy women's Title IX rights and basic safety. It would erase women.
Mm-hmm.
So Section 1A.3 calls for eliminating unnecessary government restrictions on the provision of and access to gender-affirming medical care and counseling.
Wait, so they just introduced this. They haven't voted on anything yet.
No, they're getting a lot, and they have a lot of support already.
Well, what about President Trump's executive order saying, no, we're not doing this?
Well, this is the thing. President Trump has the executive order, but this could override it. So
if it's made into law?
If it's made into law. Wow. And so that's one of the things, Holly, that we've been harping on from the very beginning. President Donald Trump has done an amazing job issuing these executive orders, but they're executive orders, right? So another president comes in and they can undo the executive order with the stroke of a pen.
Like Obama and Biden. Yeah.
Right. And that's what he did to Biden's executive orders, rightfully so and thankfully. But if we don't get his orders codified into statute, then they could all just go away when he leaves office. So that's why it's important. You know, some people, since President Donald Trump has come into office, it has been more difficult to get people sometimes engaged. Why? Because they think the battle is over. Well, you know what? It's kind of like President Trump. He's at the starting line, and he has pulled the gun to start the race.
But he can't do it all by himself.
But now we've got to finish the race.
We've got to come behind
so
him and
help.
So
he's given us the wind and the sails. Now we've got to take it home. And so this transgender bill of rights is a very serious issue. So this section that I'm talking about would eliminate any restrictions. You know, we got 27 states that say no puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, or mutilating surgeries on minors.
And this bill already has 103 co-sponsors?
Yeah, and this would override all of those state
laws. That's
horrible. Plus any federal law. They would override the president's executive order. So medical care means eliminating bans on chemical and surgical, quote-unquote, gender-affirming care. Even on minors, this would be a total national ban also on Christian counseling.
Regardless of how the Supreme Court rules on this case.
Right, because this would be an executive order, or this would be a statutory,
a law.
This would be a law.
Wow.
It calls for protecting providers of gender-affirming care. Now you're starting to see lawsuits against these counselors and doctors.
the military. It's going to force those confused people into the military after Pete Hegseth and President Trump said, no, we're not doing that.
This is terrible, terrible law. So, you know, we're talking about the drag show. All this litigation, all these laws would be overturned. Kids would be inundated in schools with drag shows, curricula. All this stuff would happen. Boys and girls' restrooms. Men in women's abuse centers and shelters. Men beating up and taking over women, erasing women. The implications of this, counseling ban, federal tax dollars for surgeries and hormones and opposite sex drugs. All this is a horrible situation. It's called the Trans Bill of Rights. You can go to Liberty Counsel Action's website, lcaction.org, for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.